Welcome back to the show, 281-558-5738. You're listening to The Real Investment Hour right here on The Voice of Texas, and let's pick up with Leroy here. Welcome to the show. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty well. How about you, Lance?
Doing great. What's going on?
Okay, the category is, when Alan Greenspan was chairman of the Fed in the 1990s, we were told the business cycle had been repealed.
Right.
When Ben Bernanke was chairman of the Fed in the 2000s, what he said was that the Fed made policy looking in the rear view mirror,
yes,
using data that didn't measure what it claimed to measure,
mm-hmm.
and models that never got anything right.
Correct.
And I was reading on Zero Hedge within the past few days.
That's dangerous.
Well, I know it is, but what they were saying was that Janet Yellen said that the Federal Reserve and the central banks had things completely under control, mm-hmm. and there would not be another financial disaster.
Yeah.
So my question is,
yep.
what's the over and under on when the financial disaster will occur?
Well, you know, and I actually wrote an article about that. So, I wrote an article about Janet Yellen saying there'll never be a financial crisis again. That was out on Monday. It's on the website, and I did a bunch of analysis directly relating to why that there will be another financial crisis, because what is perceived right now by the Fed is that the financial crisis was only related to the mortgage issue. But the mortgage issue was just the catalyst. It was Lehman that actually broke the back of the financial markets. And so what Janet Yellen, again, is missing is that we have an outstanding level of debt all across the board, whether it's corporate or whether it's margin debt or whether it's student loan debt or subprime auto loan debt or mortgage loan debt. We've got a multiple of magnitude greater debt exposure now than we did back during the financial crisis. So we have all the catalysts necessary to create a financial crisis. All we need is the trigger. What's the trigger? Is it going to be another Lehman? Is it going to be a geopolitical event? I mean, my gosh, today we're sitting here talking with Nikki Haley's talking about the fact that we may have to start taking trade sanctions against North Korea because of the launch of, you know, their nuclear weapons, but that military options are not off the table. And then a general comes out later this afternoon and says, yeah, military options are all on the table for North Korea. Well, you know, if we go into a war with North Korea, that's certainly not going to be good for the markets. Right. So whatever the catalyst is, you know, I'm being a little bit facetious, but my point is that nobody expected Lehman to break. And that's what caused the credit market to freeze up. What's got to happen is that something unexpected will occur that freezes the credit market. And then you've got another financial crisis on your hands. And this goes right along with the article I posted today on the website about how big the next correction will be. Which is what I'm going to talk about in a second.
Well, so my question is, in the biz, you're looking at all this stuff. You got all that Chinese stuff going on and Chinese debt, and you got North Korea, and you got all the mess in Europe and all that other kind of stuff. In the biz, what's the over and under?
Well,
it's a betting proposition,
sure,
not
it is
a prediction.
Right. It is a betting proposition, and I would say that the odds of you having a recessionary drawdown in the markets in the next 24 months approaches 100%.
This is all very discouraging.
Well, I mean, look.
Like Yellen would read the history of their own organization and know how far off they are.
Well, now let's also remember real quick that Janet Yellen, the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, Alan Greenspan, all of them, they can't tell you the truth. Okay, and I want you to think about this for just a second.
Okay,
so Janet Yellen gets up on her stand tomorrow, and she gets up there and she goes, you know what? We've done everything we can. We've pumped $30 trillion into the economy in various forms of support. It didn't work. We've done everything we can monetary policy-wise. It didn't work. We're out of ammo. Now, what do you think happens to the markets immediately after that? You're going to have you'll have a 5,000 point down day on the Dow. You will be in a recession tomorrow. So the only thing the Fed can do is talk everything. They have to talk things up and hope that what will happen is that
people
the market
believe their lies,
right, and that the market will eventually taper itself off, will work off the excess on its own without crashing, and the Fed can gently guide this process to its ultimate conclusion without causing an immediate crash in the markets. The problem is their own history shows they have a terrible record of actually doing that.
But this time it's different.
Yes, of course this time is different, just like it was every other time, Leroy. Appreciate the call.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, sir. But Leroy's absolutely right. But let's talk about this, and this was the article that I actually wrote today. And look, this is strictly technical. It has nothing to do with the fundamentals of what Leroy and I were just talking about in terms of the economy, recessions, financial crises, triggers, catalysts. Forget all that for a moment. And let's just look at what normally happens during a contraction within the markets. And I've got three time frames. So if you go to the website, realinvestmentadvice.com, you can look at the charts. And what you see, so I did daily, weekly, and monthly. So all I did was just, it's the exact same chart three times. And all I did was change the time frames. So we could go out long, so we go from short term to intermediate term to long term. So if you're a short term trader, that's why we use daily data, right? I'm just interested in what's going to happen between now and the end of the year. Really, outside of that, don't care. So a correction sometime this year generally has three different levels, the magnitude of a correction. And this is based upon what's called a Fibonacci retracement. And you can go online and Google Fibonacci retracements, but these are ratios. These are mathematical ratios. They're found everywhere in the world, right, from the spirals in a conch shell to the number of seeds in a sunflower to the length of your arm from your elbows to the tips of your fingers. They all have a very specific ratio. This is the what they call the golden ratio or Fibonacci ratios, and we can use those mathematical equations to determine potential retracements in a market during a correctionary process. Now, the three most common areas that markets retrace to are a 38.2% retracement, a 50% retrracement, and a 61.8, let's just call it 62% retracement of the previous advance. So in other words, I go from 0 to 10, and a 38.2% retracement would take me back to roughly about 6.5, a 50% retracement would take me back to 5, and a 62% retracement would take me back to around 2.5. Okay, so that's how this works. That's the short explanation. I've got this all written out for you. The math is in the blog post, so simply go by the website if you want to read it, realinvestmentadvice.com. Okay, so on a daily basis, real short term, a correction of 10% to 16% is very likely. Now, we haven't had a correction of that magnitude in a while. The last time we had a 16 to 19% correction was in January, February of 2016. We had almost a 19% correction. So it does happen, and a correction of 10 to 16% is entirely possible, and that is normal within any bull market advance. That doesn't even get you to a bear market. But for longer-term investors, people who are looking for the next, say, year to 5 years, right? I'm interested in being invested for the next year to 5 years. That's why in our shop, which since most of our clients tend to be closer to retirement age, we use a lot of weekly data. I'm not really so much interested in daily because I'm not short-term trading. I am investing. So we look for longer-term opportunities. And for us, a five-year window works pretty well. So we use a lot of weekly data. Using weekly data, intermediate term basis, a correction of 13 to 22% is possible. And that is also well within the confines of a normal correctionary process within a cyclical bull market throughout time. We've had 20% corrections back in 2012 as an example. So it's not uncommon, even in this rip-roaring bull market, they've happened. If we move back to monthly, this is where it's important. So monthly is a much longer time frame. And this is, you know, hey, I've got a 10-year window to retirement. What's potentially going to happen to my money between now and 10 years from now? What do I need to be aware of? On a monthly basis, a retracement could run from 26.5% to 50%. Now, when I published this article today, a lot of people saying, well, you're not going to get a 50% correction here, really, because we had two. The dot-com crash was 52%, and the financial crisis was 52%, considering that the markets have now advanced more than those previous two markets combined, that valuations are now the second highest level on record, and that we have more debt than any other previous point in history in both the economy and in the financial markets in terms of leverage, to suggest that a 50% correction is not a possibility is dangerous. It is very possible. It has happened more than once. And in fact, if we take the Fibonacci retracement to its ultimate level, it would suggest a retracement back to the lows of the financial crisis, which would be a 70% correction. I'm not suggesting that would be the case, but it is possible. And you cannot say that that can't happen ever, because it happened after the 1929 crash, when the Dow corrected by 85%. So now none of this is doom and gloom. I'm not saying that these things are going to happen, but what the purpose of the exercise is to make you aware of the correction potentials that are there on a mathematical basis, so that you can manage your money appropriately. Make sure that you're hedging positions, taking profits, doing your risk management, all the things that we talk about on a regular basis, applying the basic rules of investing. So if you go to the website, it's all there for you. In fact, there's some other data on there as well about how long does it take to get back to even from one of those corrections, and kind of factoring that into your overall analysis. But that's on the website now. It's called Just How Big of a Correction Could It Be? And that's on the website, realinvestmentadvice.com. While you're there, feel free to send an email if you got any questions about it. Happy to help you out as well. Take a quick break. Come back. Janet Yellen was out in force today. The FOMC released their minutes of their last meeting. Well, what did they say? We'll talk about that right after the break. Don't go away.
Got a question for Lance later? Ask now at realinvestmentadvice.com. Warning.